Houston, this is N5 AOW. Net control for the Black River Valley service. Nat, my name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater. 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on June 16th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Keller Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. If the net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still is not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvilleARC.com. Are there any portable battery-powered mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any EchoLink stations would like to check in?
KD2AIT repeater, Bob. Good evening, KA3TFB in Warrendale at home, checking in through the EchoLink system. We're reporting here around 70-some degrees today, and we're expecting to go down to 48 tonight. Top of the evening to everyone, and I wish everyone a good evening. And we'll be listening from KA3TFB, Bill, at home in Warrendale. Over.
Good evening, Bill. Always glad to have you check in. Glad to hear things are doing well in Pennsylvania. You have a good evening, 73T, and I hope the rest of the evening goes well and the rest of the weekend also. Thank you again for checking in. Are there any other EchoLink stations would like to check in? This is N5 AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
QWI.
KC2NBU.
Okay, there's four of theirs. KD2AIT, Jeff, KC2MBU Ray, KC2WIB, and N2OYQ. Dan, you were a little scratchy. It might have been in a low area when you checked in. Give it a go and see if we can pick you up.
KC2WI, Pete, how are you doing today?
good copy on it. No problem there at all, Pete.
Well, I'm using an old 10-tech model 1220, and the microphone is apart because it's an old, I think it's a Sears CD microphone, dynamic mic, and I'm super glue in the back of the case, and fiddling around with a bunch of stuff instead of doing what I wanted to do, which was get out close to the Adirondack. I want to bring a 2-meter rig back up there to the one I had up there. I was using otherwise, but now I got a problem with the microphone cable on that. So I'm trying to ground something up here, and this needs to work. I think it's about 10 to 15 watts or something. So I'm going to probably take this one. We'll probably... maybe I put the microphone stack there. I'll probably screw it together loosely and take my JB Weld up there and maybe tomorrow or Monday, fill in the cracks and do a little grinding and whatever. But apparently it works. It might be a little off frequency. I'm getting a little bit of funny stuff on receive, but maybe it's picking up something here. Well, busy day today. I slept a little late, and I see the low temperature here was 30 degrees this morning. I went out and got the lawnmower out, started that up, cut some grass, got quite warm doing that, and then I went over to Lowellville to the vintage snowmobile. Still, they have fairgrounds they've had for the last 2 years on the, they actually have it 2 days, and looked around there for a couple hours and talked with a few people, then went up to customers who had a computer they were going to give me their other one. I said, I can probably fix them, but now we don't want it. So I picked that up, came back, did the rest of the draft, worked on a couple other things, et cetera, et cetera. Here I am still here. So. Talked to a friend of mine who's going up to... they're up campus tonight up by Wakely. I just happen to be sitting here in the house on, with the HF on when he called in, so that was kind of neat. We'll try calling them again in the morning. Other than that, not so much going on here, I guess. He's a good guy.
Okay, Pete. I got real good copy on it. I just, it seemed like it was a little bit low on the audio, but other than that it was coming in great, so I think it's doing a pretty decent job for you in getting into the repeater and no problem at all. Very good. Well, thank you for checking in. Everything sounds good. I hope you're having a good evening and have a good day tomorrow. And well, go to Jeff, KD2AIT. Jeff, how's your time off? I'm hoping you have time off and you're up at the camp.
It's KD2AIT Mobile. We're doing all right here. Now we're just coming back. We went out to dinner up there at the Alpine up in Constableville, and just on a driving back here, heading back home. Nope, I won't be going up to camp until probably next weekend, but I'm getting a bunch of stuff done around the house and taking it easy. That's pretty much all we did today. Did some, some gardening and some stuff around the yard and odds and ends and little projects I got to do all the time. So that's about it, really. This is KD2AIT, back to net control.
Okay, Jeff, yeah, I think anyone has had anything planted with the cold we've had the last couple of nights. Been out checking on everything that you spent a great deal of time making it happen up till this point. We were doing that. We went out last night. I ran two extension cords out, and we put light bulbs under it, and we had everything tented up. and it fared pretty well. The only problem was the wind. Wind would raise the devil with the covering on it, broke a couple of plants, but they're still alive and maybe they'll recoup, so I'm hoping that's all right. But other than that, everything in general stayed pretty decent, so I hope everything worked out well for you too. And the Alpine is always a great place to have dinner. I know we've been up there a few times, and food is always good, nice atmosphere. Okay, Jeff, thank you for checking in. 73, you have a good evening and a better day tomorrow. This is N5AOW looking for check-in. Well, we went out this morning. It was in the low to mid 30s, and I guess I really couldn't say if we had the freeze or not. I know they were, it didn't look like everything had frosted over. They were predicting it, and I think we fared fairly well through it. Of course, the plants struggle a little bit when it gets that cold, but at least they didn't get frozen off, so worked out pretty good. I got another lawnmower squared away, and I got both of them up and running decent now. The only thing I gotta do is catch up with the things that I need to for watercraft and whatever. Got a couple of problems there and work on that, and I think we'll be ready when summer comes. And I'm hoping that's not too far in the distant future. So with that, we'll make another call, see if anyone else would like to join us. This is Katie. This is N5AOW. That control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'm looking for additional check-ins.
KC2NBU.
KC2NBU. Boy, I'll tell you what, Pete. Tonight. I was looking at my notes here. I had everything scrambled up, and I skipped right over you. And sorry about that. I should have went from Pete to you. So anyway, Ray, how are you doing?
Oh, we've got 52 degrees up on the hill here. It's cooling down in a hurry. I got a wedding to go to tomorrow, and I just picked up another load of veggie oil, so gotta wait for a hot day to heat it up in the sunshine and process it. We haven't done a batch yet this year.
Now that's for the heat, right?
Yeah, you set the jugs in the sunshine at 10 in the morning. By 2 in the afternoon, they're all up to about 120 degrees and saves a bunch of electricity and trying to heat it up, because you need to get it up over 100 degrees before you strain it.
Yeah, I can see why. That would make it thin enough where you can filter it pretty well. Well, that sounds good. I didn't really think about that. You know, we had talked about that other that I have here, and I was looking at that the other day, and I think what I'm going to do is take each one individually. I've got a larger container, and go through it and make sure everything is the way it should be with it, and there's nothing else in it to contaminate it. So maybe that might be something you can use later on. If not, I can always, you know, find a place for it.
Yeah, the furnace will hold up to 200 gallons, and the tank's just about empty, so we got plenty of room.
Good. Yeah, I know you talked about contamination in it, you know, in that type of situation, and I just didn't want to have anything that would cause a problem for you. but I didn't make a count, but there's got to be, oh boy, I'm thinking maybe 12, 14 containers of probably 5 quarts each anyway, or close to it. So that should make, you know, at least a good start on the month's heat anyway.
Yeah, the furnace goes through a gallon and a gallon an hour. The furnace doesn't run constantly, but when it's below zero, it runs good part of the day. We probably go through probably 6-7 gallons a day when it's really cold.
Yeah, I know. I did a ballpark estimation on mine. Well, I don't have the type you do. I've got regular fuel oil with a 0.85 nozzle in it, so, you know, it's that much, almost a little over 3/4 of a gallon an hour. When I was trying to calculate it out, I got it figured out fairly close, not totally accurate, but at least where you can estimate what your usage is going to be and when you need to fill it, so that works out pretty well.
We try to use firewood most of the time, but we still go through, we fill our tanks twice a year. Fill them in August when the oil's cheap, and fill them in February just to make sure we got enough to get through the cold months.
Yeah, I know what you mean there. Fortunately, I guess a few weeks back, I had this one filled up, topped off again. The prices right now are fairly decent, and I know, surely enough, it's going to be, during the course of the summer, it's going to increase. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? I'll now close the micro rally service net. Return to frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Jeff, Ray, Pete, Dan, and Bill in Warrendale for checking in this evening. Everyone have a good evening and a better evening tomorrow, or a better day tomorrow. Enjoy the weekend. And 5AOW clear.
KD2AIT repeater from KA3TFB logging off through the Echolink system, thanking those who were responsible for allowing the Echolink system to be on the repeater. Indeed, to everyone, a good evening.
Traffic and emergency net. I'm looking for stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. The stations can help us.
Says KD2AIT, good evening Jack, no traffic.
Good evening, no traffic.
Okay, very good. Our automatic now is KD2AIT, hello Jeff. N5AOW, hello Bob. N2WBX, hello Dennis. KC2NBU, hello Ray. Thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated. I wish everybody a safe and enjoyable holiday weekend. Looking for any additional stations. Thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3s to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2 Zenz at